It's the Next Level Podcast. We're back again. It's Monday. It's a little cloudy in Columbia, South Carolina this morning. But of course, the Next Level Podcast is a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School right here in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League and has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. CP, we talk about it all the time. 12 state championships, 13 state runners-up. Learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. I'm Brian Rosefield, the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School. I've mentioned him already. I'm joined by our boys track coach, Charles Proctor. Good morning, CP.
Man, good morning, y'all. I just want y'all to continuously remember those numbers that he said about the state championships and the runner-ups. I mean, those are a lot of years where we spent a lot of time on the podium. It's not a lot of schools around here that have that kind of resume. So, athletically, there's something special going on at View County now.
There really is, and with today's topic, I think it's a great lead-in. Let's jump right into it.
Okay.
Championships, state runners-up. We've talked about it before offline, you and I, CP, about...
Hold on, Coach. Talking about championships, huge shout-out to the boys and girls track team for just sweeping the region championship last weekend. Let's go, fellas.
And ladies, let's go. What a special night here on a Wednesday night. Nice and cooled and... to see both programs take home the trophies.
Oh, yeah.
After, and again, this is another great lead into the topic. The goal was there to win a region championship.
Yep.
We talk about these 12 state championships, 13 state runners-up. All of the, and that doesn't even mention the individual state champions we've had in wrestling and whatever sport it is.
Correct.
And just track and field, of course. The goal is there. Mm-hmm. And what does it take to get to that goal? It takes a ton of work.
Yes.
It takes great coaches. It takes great families, great parents, maybe even trainers now in 2023 outside.
Definitely need the great AT. Shout out to our training staff.
But it really comes down to that student athlete making the decision every day, every moment. Hey, this is who I want to be. This is where I'm going. And are they going to avoid those demands that it takes to get to where they say they want to go?
Yep.
Or are they going to really show up and say, yep, I'm in. I'm going to show up every day consistently and get that work done. So that's what we're here to talk about today.
And I think that's the hardest decision for them to make. And the biggest thing is they're at the point in their lives to where it is their decision to make. As coaches, we can demand as much as we want to, but it's solely up to that child whether or not they're going to wake up that day and put their best foot forward.
Mm-hmm. And this is not a discussion about, as you and I were prepping for this show, I'd love to maybe do a behind-the-scenes episode so folks can see how we prep for this show and get our show notes together and talk about the topics that we're going to be discussing. But this is not only a student athlete focused centered discussion.
Correct.
In my opinion, this is a human centered discussion.
Yes.
To where for things in my life where I say, yeah, I want to do that, or I want to go there in my life, or I want to be this type of person. And then my propensity to say, you know what? I'm just going to start tomorrow.
Yep.
Next week.
It's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
Always tomorrow.
And being able to see that as a human and notice it when it's happening, and again, back to the student-athlete discussion here, notice when it's happening and notice the human propensity to say, you know what, I'm just going to bail out. I'm going to start again. But being able to show up and do those hard things, you know, and we talk a lot around here about our mission statement, and we really haven't talked about it a lot on our podcast, but I'm going to read our full mission statement, which ends with what the mission statement is publicly is, which of course is Next Level. But CP, if you'll allow me to, I wish I had some nice piano music. I don't have that queued up. But here is our long mission statement at Ridgeview Sports. So in conjunction with the overall mission of Ridgeview High School, the Ridgeview High School Athletic Department is an environment where education and learning are promoted through interscholastic athletics. We exist to prepare our students for the next phase of their lives and beyond through coaching, teaching, and competition. The Ridgeview Athletic Department is a true family, learning and growing together as we work to become the best version of ourselves. We exist to help our student athletes to the next level of their lives.
Yes.
What do you hear when I say all of that?
For one, goes back to one thing that I like to always tell my parents during our parent meeting at the beginning of the season is we teach life lessons through athletics.
Yep.
And through those life lessons that we teach through athletics, we're trying to prepare them for the next season of their life, which is post high school. And we're trying to do our best to prepare them for that through the sport that we coach.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I'll be honest with you, it's been several weeks, months, maybe, since I've read this entire thing. But I think that this really fits in with what we're talking about. And we talk all the time about, we had our Rising Freshman Information Night recently. Yep. And I told the parents then, I said, first of all, I want you to hear two things. One, RidgeviewSports.com is the home for everything that you need to know about our athletic department, including this mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
And two, yeah, you can look up and you can see the banners and all that, and all that's great. But we exist to help your student athlete grow.
Right.
And I said, we're going to succeed. You can look up and see the banners. That's great. But we're also going to let your student athlete fail. And we're going to pick them back up and say, hey, we're going to let you do it again. And right. And that's where, to me, that's where all of those things encompass growth. But in this context today, when it comes to talking about avoiding demands, can our student athletes, can our coaches, can anybody listening to this podcast identify the things that they say they want to do? Yes, I want to fly airplanes. I want to be an astronaut. I want to do what I want to be a state senator. I want to be a U.S. senator, whatever. And then realize those steps that it takes to get there. And especially now in 2023, and I'm not bemoaning social media, but social media does a great job of saying, this is what I'm doing. And I'm already here. I didn't have to really necessarily put in that work.
Right. Most definitely. Look here. Social media definitely taints a lot of what I believe, not only these kids, but just us in general, feel and believe about ourselves, because, I mean, we're always looking at somebody else's highlight reel. Going back to what you said about our athletic program, that we will allow your child to fail. It's not that we want them to fail, but we, in some circumstances, we have to allow that failure to happen in order for growth to happen. One of the ways that I coach, which, you know, might not always be looked at as a great thing by some other people, is I allow kids to make decisions without me intervening to show me how important success is to them. And, you know, we might have listeners listening to this right now and might say, hey, well, they're kids and, you know, you're supposed to steer them in the right direction and you're supposed to hold their hand and guide them. Well, as a coaching staff, we do steer them in the right direction, but it goes back to the old saying of, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. And I'm a huge believer in that. And so as much as I, you know, try to steer the kids in the right direction and to steer them towards meeting the demands of whatever it is, of whatever said goal is, I also will allow the leeway of failure to happen if you choose the wrong choices, because I think that goes back to us setting them up to be successful later on in life. They have to see that based upon your actions and your choices, the chance of failure is there depending on which route you choose. And mom and dad is all, you know, y'all are typically always there for safety nets. I got kids of my own. I try to be the biggest safety net that I possibly can. But as a coach, I think it's extremely important for me to allow that failure. Now, if mom and dad wants to come in and circumvent and try to be that safety net, I always encourage that. But if they don't step in and be the safety net, I think the lesson's even greater.
I agree. I think that is... Again, I love how you say that. We don't want our kids to fail.
Right. No, I don't want
to fail.
Not
I don't want you to fail. We want to succeed, and we will succeed. But also realizing that everything is not going to go the way. And let's focus on the student athlete portion of this. Maybe this will be a part one. We can talk more about the coaches in part two, maybe. But for a student athlete, things are not going to go the way that you want them to go all the time.
Right.
Somebody in track, we're sitting here with my track coach, obviously. Somebody might edge you out at the line. Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
Right.
Are you gonna mail it in and say, oh, okay, I'm just going to quit. That's it. I'm done.
Yep.
Or are you going to say, you know what? All right, that person got me. They got me today. I'm not going to let it happen again. I'm going to show up and engage with these demands that we're talking about to get better. And I love what you talk about with you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Yep.
The making them drink or the drinking the water in that analogy is the demand. That's what I'm talking about. So I keep talking about these demands, but the demands for a student athlete to get to where they want to go for, say, and let's keep with this track and field example.
Uh-huh.
They say, I want to be the state championship, state champion, individual state champion in whatever event. You pick the event. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's awesome. That's great. What is it going to take to get to that place? Well, that's going to take going to bed early. It's going to mean maybe waking up early, working out before school.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to mean maybe eating breakfast. Maybe it's eating three meals a day. Maybe it's hydrating throughout the day. It's being mindful of the things that are coming into that student athlete's body. Being mindful of the things that that student athlete is engaging with on social media, reading. Am I going to clinics? Am I listening to my coaches? Am I coachable? Am I showing up to workouts fully prepared and giving everything that I have at workouts? Am I recovering well? Am I getting in that ice bath? Am I going to our trainers for prehab and rehab? All of those things are demands. And those are things that a lot of times, I see student athletes, and I saw it in me too, and I still see it in me, that I avoid. Like, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that ice bath tomorrow.
Right.
It's really not that helpful. It's really, but no, those are the things that it takes daily. And that's why I bring up the social media. Your social media is great, and it does a great job of showing the end result.
Right.
But what are those things in the unseen hours that a student athlete's doing to get to that end goal? And it takes a lot of work, and honestly, if they want to chronicle that throughout social media, that's fine. But it takes a lot of things to get to where you want to go.
Oh, most definitely, man. The being a champion in anything. And this is just going across the board. Being a champion in anything takes you doing the things right that most people don't. And again, going off of the social media, you see the highlight reels. You don't see what it took to get there. And it looks good and it sounds good to say you want to be a champion. You want to be a collegiate athlete. It sounds good. It looks good when you're able to tweet it and make videos of it and everything else. The part that doesn't feel good is the actual work behind it. And that's the part that gets overlooked, is the actual work, not only physically, but mentally. Being a champion in anything, regardless of whatever the field is, takes a lot of mental fortitude. I think that's another part that a lot of us as humans miss is the mental side and the mental demands and the stressors that we go through while on the journey of being a champion, whether that's in finance, whether that's in a medical field, whether that's in athletics. It's extremely demanding. And like you said, how many times do we put things off that'll help us get to that next level, whatever that next level is?
Yeah. And CP, man, I tell you what, I wish we're just going to keep talking for as long as we can here. So much of what you said, I love. And you and I have talked about this, winning championships versus having a championship culture.
Right.
And to me, there's a difference.
Oh, most definitely.
And what you're talking about with being a champion, like some people honestly can step off the bus and have not slept, have not eaten. They're just athletically more gifted and talented than another kid, and they can step up to the line and run and just beat everybody without really ever even trying.
Yes.
And they're a champion.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm talking about and what we're talking about is creating this champion culture, like showing up as a champion.
Yep.
What do champions do? They do all those things that we've talked about, getting up early, working out, listening to coaches, all that kind of stuff. that's what champions do. And then the other thing is that social media is so, again, I keep talking about social media. I'm not being negative about social media, but social media is really good at, hey, let me show you what I'm doing.
Yep.
And the question that I had when you were talking about that is, can student athletes, and again, for all humans, can we do these things for us and say, that's what I want to do? And okay, I'll chronicle it. I'll show you what I'm doing, but I'm not going to do that just so I can get the attention. It's like, no, I'm going this way. I'm doing it. And there's things in my life that you don't know about that I'm not going to share on this podcast that I do every day that help me feel better. And they're healthy practices of things that I do every day. And one of them right now, it's really hard for me, but I do it.
Right.
And every time I do it and every time I finish it, I'm like, okay, I feel better today. I did it again. I showed up today. I answered that demand in my life. And I'm not going to tweet about it. I'm not going to, it's for me. And right. And maybe one day I'll write about it or journal about it or post it on somewhere. So maybe it's helpful for other people, but can I do it for me? And I love what you say too about the work doesn't feel good. And the other thing that came up with that is that, especially for high school students, if they have set a goal saying, I want to be a champion, I'm going to show up as a champion, y'all. And it's been the story of throughout history, people around you will say, nah, don't do that. Don't go work out. We're all going to lunch. We're all going to dinner. Let's go hang out.
Yep.
Let's go. Like, no, people will try to pull you away.
Oh yeah.
So can you stay the course?
You can, but, man, Brian, we're talking about some stuff today.
It tends to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, man, I remember going back to 2015 and I had a kid and the overall program wasn't that good. But I had a kid that wanted to be a Division I athlete. Matter of fact, the division didn't matter. They wanted to be a collegiate track athlete. And really had to sit him down and explain that when you're not around other like-minded people that want the same thing that you want, that road gets extremely dark because you feel like you're the only one who gets it. You're alone. There's nobody else to talk to. But I think when you're going down that road, that's when the most growth happens because you have nobody else to lean on as far as peers. Now, hopefully you got some mentors and we're sticking with the athletics thing. Hopefully you have some people that have come through the program that reach back and, you know, when they see a kid who's doing well and on the same trajectory as they were, they reach back and, you know, they want to, you know, come back and mentor. And you have a coach who've done it with a few different kids so they can help you. But, yes, I think that's one of the bigger things as well is when you have people around you that aren't like-minded. And like you said, you're supposed to be training or you're supposed to be studying and for whatever it is. But they're not on that same road as you. And you find yourself slowly but surely drifting away from your goal and your plan and your path to match theirs. It's just being okay with being alone in that pursuit.
Yep. And we could talk forever. This is hilarious to me. As you're talking, I'm writing notes over here. I'm amazed, again, in my own life, I think in every human's life, the chaos that we can create ourselves. Creating it. I'm creating the chaos to take me away from the demand, meaning like if I'm studying for a test, which I am, there's a certain thing that I'm trying to achieve, and it's real easy for me to sit down and say, this is some tough material. Right. I don't know, and my phone will ring and say, hey, Rose, we're going to lunch. Great. I'm going to lunch.
You'd have found a way out.
Yeah. And I'm the one that created that chaos. And now when I get back home, I'm like, oh no, I just wasted 4 hours. I'm not studying. What's wrong with me? And then I start going into this spiral of shame and all this kind of stuff that I do.
Right.
But I'm the one that created it instead of accepting that demand of like, hey, you know what, Scott? Thank you. Rain check. After I pass this test, I'll meet you for lunch anytime you want, but I'm going to sit here and study.
Right.
That's accepting the demand. And as we wrap this one up, CP, it's such a rich content, a rich episode. We could go on and on and on. I hear this thing, too, about motivating yourself. And I think it's still a thing that Deion Sanders is saying for Colorado football. We coming.
Yep.
And that's his thing. That's cool. That's great. But here's the deal. when it comes to achieving goals, yes, in high school and in college, and you've got coaches that are helping prod you and lead you, as we've talked about. But ultimately, it's up to you, and ain't nobody coming.
No, you have to be. All right. I firmly believe that the majority of our successful champions, and again, champion can be in whatever field it is, are the people that are mostly intrinsically motivated. They don't need somebody to tap their shoulder and tell them to hurry up. They don't need anybody to tap their shoulder and tell them to pick it up. They want it more than anybody else around them. That's just me, though. Yeah. Me and my wife had a conversation about our kids yesterday. You know, as two former collegiate athletes, we can just look at something like, we can question, like, why aren't you doing this? You know what it takes. We told you what it takes. What? Just because that's us, that don't mean that they're like that.
Right.
And as coaches, just because that's us and this because we're consistently trying to pour that into them, it just might not be them. But I'm a firm believer that our most successful people, regardless of field, are extremely intrinsically motivated. And so I guess that's the next thing. How do we get there?
Yeah, and I think that's where that tension of, hey, I'm going to make you do this. Coach making the student, I'm going to make you do that versus, hey, I'm going to see what you're doing. There's so much gray area in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when we go back to our mission statement of growth, like there are things that I know that coaches made me do in high school that I didn't want to do.
Right.
They made me do it. And there are things now that, again, nobody's coming. Nobody's making me do anything until I learn to do it for myself, being intrinsically motivated, motivating myself. And that, to me, that goes down to like posting things around my house. And like when I did something the other day, it was really hard. I said, I can do this. Like I had to literally tell myself, I can do this. And I went out and I did it. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's motivation. Like, so whatever it takes to motivate yourself, do it.
Right.
You know, and have that coming from within. And realizing too, like you said, like some people that takes a little bit more for you. You roll out of bed and you're ready to go. Let's go. We're going to go create a championship culture.
Right.
It doesn't take a whole lot for you. It takes a little bit more for a guy like me. And so, and that's okay. But I think as we wrap this one up, for people, the invitation is for people to be honest with themselves.
Yes.
And say, and again, we focused a lot on student athletes today. It's real easy to say, yes, I want to be a Division I student athlete, or I want to play in the professional level. Okay, that's real easy to say that. But be honest with yourself when you look at yourself and when coaches call you out and say, hey, you missed that workout. I thought you said you wanted to, oh, well, it's not my fault. It's not. Okay. Okay. And that's what you're talking about with the observation.
Yep.
It's just being honest with yourself. And it's okay. Like if, again, it's easy to say it. It's a whole lot harder to do it because, like you said, the work doesn't necessarily feel good. But just be honest with yourself and then be able to look at yourself with some compassion and some grace and say, yeah, you know what? I did say I wanted to do that, and I'm not doing that. It's not doesn't mean that I'm a piece of garbage. It just means like, hey, okay, well, I'm just going to change what I'm going to do right now in this day. Any final thoughts, CP? Lots of talking, man.
Look here. Tell me what you want out of this so I know what standard to hold you to. Simple. Everybody's not held to the same standard. I hold you to the standard of your goals. Tell me what you want so I can hold you to that standard.
Ladies and gentlemen, this might have been one of our deepest topics here on the Next Level Podcast. Let us know what you think. Goodness gracious. You know, I love talking. CP, you love talking.
This was therapeutic.
I love talking to you. We really do hope that this was helpful. But yeah, let us know. Leave those rating and reviews. Shoot me an email, brosefield@richland2.org, if you have any thoughts. If you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss, let us know. This podcast is for you. Of course, it's all about Ridgeview Sports, all the people, student athletes and the staff and more. But we really want to put content out there that's going to be helpful for you. So,
oh yeah.
Until next time, CP, this has been the Next Level Podcast.